All right, we're still studying the seven of consolation. Let's go to Isaiah 54. Now, remember the period between the fast of Av and the fast of, the fast of Thomas and then the fast of Ad. It's the three of rebuke, and then from the fast of Av until Rosh Hashanah, the birth of Christ, that's when we are reading them. The period after the three rebuke, now it's the revelation of Christ in his majesties. What?
Seems like God has a philosophy here of breaking down and build back up.
Well, I think again it's a little bit simpler. You die, he lives. All right, let's start in Isaiah 54. Well, it's from 54:11 to 55 something, but we're going to start at verse 1. Sing, O barren that did not bear, break forth into singing. And aloud, and cry aloud, thou that did not travail with child. For more are the children of the desolate than the children of the married wife, saith the Lord. It's hard for us to keep in mind that everything that we are about is this mystery of the bride. The idea that, we can't even imagine them because it's so far from our minds what this mystery is about. You know, when the end comes, it's because the bride has made herself ready. She made herself ready by being dressed only in the white of the wedding garment. And therefore, and again, it's hard for us to hear this, but every time you return to the world, whether it's in your mind or in reality, you're spotting the garment. And that is, it's critical to what I teach. I believe it's the revelation of Christ in the Bible, but the revelation of Christ is because God wants a marriage feast. We are partakers, or are parts of that bride. What?
Well, your little comment, you die, he lives, kind of sticking with me in that you die, you're an individual, he lives, he's corporate. In the body, in the bride. So your identity is a whole new thing, but it's not you, it's about him. So there's a huge difference between them.
No, that's what this is all about. That's why we're reading this.
Versus.
So the idea, but again, we never understand until hopefully the last days, the humility of God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. He will not occupy where you are. In this mystery of Christ, what we do is we put him in the lowest, and we are the temple, and we put him in the dungeon, in the deepest part, in the deepest part of the pit. And we do that because we constantly try to keep ourselves alive. That's the evil one's job. It's to keep you alive. And that's it's not well. Let's read. Well, where did I start?
Yeah, verse 2.
Enlarge the place of thy tent. Let them stretch forth the curtain of thine habitation. Spare not, lengthen thy cords, and strengthen thy stakes. For thou shalt break forth on the right hand and on the left, and thy seed shall inherit the Gentiles, and make the desolate cities to be inhabited. Fear not, for thou shalt not be ashamed, neither be thou confounded, for thou shalt not be put to shame, for thou shalt forget the shame of thy youth, and shall remember the reproach of thy widowhood no more, or any more. For thy Maker is thine husband. The Lord of hosts is his name, the Redeemer of the Holy One of Israel. The God of the whole earth shall he be called. For the Lord shall be called as a woman forsaken and grieved in spirit, and a wife of youth when thou wast refused, saith thy God. For a small moment have I forsaken thee, but with great mercies will I gather thee. You got to see, this is to you. And it's about the bride. For thy Maker is thine husband, verse 5. The Lord of hosts is his name. Thy Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel. The God of the whole world shall he be called. For the Lord hath called thee as a woman forsaken and grieved in spirit, and a wife of youth when thou wast refused, saith thy God. For a small moment have I forsaken thee, but with great mercies will I gather thee. And a little wrath I hid my face from thee for a moment, but with everlasting kindness will I have mercy on thee, saith the Lord thy Redeemer. For this is as the waters of Noah unto me, for as I have sworn that the waters of Noah should no more go over the earth, so have I sworn that I would not be wroth with thee, nor rebuke thee. For the mountains shall depart, and the hills shall be removed, but my kindness shall not depart from thee, neither thy covenant, the covenant of my peace, be removed, saith the Lord, that hath mercy on thee. O thou afflicted, tossed with tempests, and not comforted, behold, I will lay thy stone with the fair colors, and thy foundations with sapphires. And I will make thy windows of agates, and thy gates of carbuncles. And all thy borders shall be ship, and all thy borders of pleasant stones. And I don't want to go there. And I'm talking to myself. And I will make thy windows agates, and thy gates of carbuncles, and the borders of pleasant stones. And all thy children shall be taught of the Lord, and great shall be the peace of thy children. In righteousness shall thou be established. Thou shalt be far from oppression, for thou shalt not fear, and from the terror, for it shall not come near thee. Behold, they shall surely gather together, but not by me. Whosoever shall gather together against thee shall fall for thy sake. Behold, I have created the smith that bloweth the coals and the fire, and that bringeth forth an instrument for this work, and I have created the waster to destroy. No weapon that is formed against thee shall prosper. And every tongue that shall rise against thee in judgment, thou shalt condemn. This is the heritage of the servants of the Lord, and the righteousness is of me. Like really, it's more an emphasis, is only of me. Thy righteousness. We can't have righteousness when we're still connected to the world. And I've told you so many times, it's become a cliche. It's not an issue. Of trying to do this or trying to do that. It's an issue because you have to take the lowest seat always. It's learn the humility from the Trinity. The idea all we have to do is say, Father, I don't know what else to do. Then it gives everything back to Him. But if you justify yourself, God help you. You that justify yourself. What is that? You go there. Well, I'm going the wrong way. I should at least know how to go the right way. Pages missing. Little notes everywhere.
It's a real shame you don't have a better Bible and you can't read.
Shut up.
What? We could take up a collection, that's a good point.
No, I don't want to do that.
30-year-old brand new Bible.
I know, that's kind of a joke.
Yeah,
no, it's still good. Chapter 16, starting verse 15.
Of what book?
Luke. Luke 16, verse 15. And he said unto them, we have to go up a little bit farther. Verse 10, he that is faithful in that which is least is faithful also in much, and he that is unjust in the least is unjust also in the much. In the much. If therefore you have not been faithful in the unrighteousness, in the unrighteous mammon, who will commit to your trust and the true riches? And if you have not seen or not been faithful in that which is another man's, who shall give you that which is your own? No servant can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or else he will hold to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and mammon. Remember, the word mammon is a Chaldean word, and it's an incredible word because the unrighteous mammon is anything that you rely on about yourself. It's all the stuff you learned coming up to this now, and you then use that. And if you do that, then you're still relying on mammon, that which you had trust in before. And you will, six ways from Sunday, try to justify it. But listen to what he says. No servant can serve two masters. Either he will hate the one and love the other, or else he will hold to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and mammon. And the Pharisees also, who were covetous, heard all these things and they derided him. Now listen carefully to what he said. You are they which justify yourselves before men, but God knoweth your heart. For that which is highly esteemed among men is abomination in the sight of God. Anybody understand that? All right, back to Isaiah.
What all does covetous? What's covetous?
Wanting more than you have. Wanting anything that the world wants.
It's just another aspect of self. It's just another aspect of mammon or self.
It's the other aspect of the evil one. It is the evil one, but he's masquerading as you.
So the Pharisees were making excuses for their lifestyle or what they're...
Oh, they did it in a thousand ways. All right. Where did it stop in Isaiah 54? Oh, here it is. I see it. In verse 13 of Isaiah 54. And all thy children shall be taught of the Lord, and great shall be the peace of thy children. In righteousness shalt thou be established. Thou shalt be far from oppression, for thou shalt not fear, and for terror, for it shall not come near thee. Behold, they shall surely gather together, but not by me. Whosoever gathereth against you shall fall for thy sake. Behold, I have created the smith that bloweth on the coals in the fire, and that bringeth forth an instrument for his own work. And I have created the waster to destroy. No weapon that is formed against thee shall prosper. And every tongue that shall rise against thee in judgment, thou shalt condemn. This is the heritage of the servants of the Lord. And their righteousness is only of me, is what it says in Greek. That's pretty heavy. Anybody have anything come up about it in your head? All right. Go on to 55. Ho.
Such a one.
Ho, everyone that thirsteth, come to the waters. And he that hath no money, come and buy and eat. Yea, come, buy wine and milk without money and without price. God, if we all heard that. Wherefore do you spend money for that which is not bread, and your labor for that which satisfieth not? Hearken diligently unto me, and eat that which is good, and let your soul delight itself in fatness. Incline your ear, and come unto me. Hear, and your soul shall live. And I will make an everlasting covenant with you, even the sure mercies of David. Behold, I have given him for a witness to the people, a leader and a commander to the people. Behold, thou shalt call a nation that thou knowest not, and nations that knew not thee shall run unto thee because of the Lord of God, by God, and for the house, and for the Holy One of Israel, for he hath glorified thee. Now let's talk about Israel a minute. We've talked about this a million times, but we forget. This has nothing to do
with the nation of Israel.
Ish is the word for woman. Ra is sea. And El is God. So Israel doesn't mean, oh, a prince and all that, but the Bible says even. It means she who sees God. You cannot see God and live. So what's happening? A new thing. Such a thing has not even, he can't even conceive it. And he puts you in the same place that Mary was when she got pregnant. And he lived as a human being until he saw the emptiness and vanity of everything in time and space. He could have snapped his fingers and gotten in. He could have snapped his fingers and every one of us would be perfect before him. But he had to go through the test as Son of Man. When he saw the emptiness, that's when he went into the wilderness. And that's when he That wilderness time is what prepared him to understand baptism. Baptism is, you know, now they sprinkle water on you or have a tub in the church and dunk you. It's your burial. Your ideas and opinions and everything about your life is buried in baptism. Then a new thing arises, a new life that had no reference to anything of the past. And just as Jesus said it, you can do nothing of yourself. Don't be seduced by the Pharisees. Where did I stop?
Verse 5 or 6, somewhere in there.
At verse 6. You should be at verse 7.
Yeah, I think you're in verse 7.
Well, let's start. Let's read 7 again. Let the wicked forsake their way. No, it's the wicked one. And the wicked one is you. That's what you can't get in your head. So you still use you. You still use your mind. Seek the Lord while he may be found. Call you upon him while he is near. Let the wicked forsake his way, and the unrighteous man his thoughts. Well, all of us are unrighteous, so that sort of does away with thinking that this is somebody else than you and me. Let the wicked one forsake his way, and the unrighteous man his thoughts. And let him return unto the Lord, and he will have mercy upon him, and to our God, for he will abundantly pardon. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, saith the Lord. It's impossible. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways. And my thoughts than your thoughts. For as the rain cometh down and the snow from heaven, and returneth not there, but watereth the earth, and maketh it bring forth and bud, that it may give seed to the sower and bread to the eater. So shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void, but shall it accomplish. It shall accomplish. It shall accomplish that which I please, and shall prosper in the thing wherein I sent, or whereto I sent. For you shall go out with joy and be led forth with peace. The mountains and the hills shall break forth before you into singing, and all the trees of the field shall clap their hands. Instead of the thorn shall come up the fir tree. Instead of the briar shall come up the myrtle tree. And it shall be to the Lord for a name, for an everlasting sign that shall not be cut off. That closes the third one of the seven of consolations. Any response? It's pretty heavy.
Yeah, very heavy. Pretty heavy. At 11, put you in the rest. You know, so shall my word go forth and accomplish what its intent is.
His word is to all men, but intended is to only the bride. Remember, the bride is everything. The bride has made herself ready. That's when the end can come.
Interesting.
Just as Noah condemned the world by his obedience, so you will condemn all of time and space by your obedience, if you can hear. Stop trying to justify yourself in any way. Stop trying to keep yourself alive. We were buried in baptism. Jesus Christ was the last Adam. So the one that's masquerading as you is the evil one. And he uses your mind to do it. Take it, big guy. Unless there's some response. What's going on with you? Did you hear this?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Can't fight it. You can't fight it.
Well, yes, you can. That's why all this crap is going on in the name of Christ. It has nothing to do with him. Nothing can be seen until you can abandon yourself. Everything about your life is gone except him. Then that's the definition of faith, where you have no idea what will happen next and no concern.
I was thinking there's a...
Just a minute. Fernando?
That's the only reason Jesus says, leave the moment, the pigeon pass. What you saying?
Yeah, for a moment he forsakes us. Until we come to the end of ourselves. Right, somebody else was talking over there.
I was thinking, we preached ourselves down to the place of the most fundamental instinct is man is to survive. And that's what I'm hearing here, is this survival instinct doesn't want to die. and you can die all the way around it. But when you get down to write that secret place in you that you will lie against,
you still want to be as God, the only good and evil.
Yeah.
Same, and that fall, it's not something that happened in history. The fall is now exploded at the cross of Christ. And it, that's why this message is so critical. It's a new thing, new everything. It has nothing to do with the old you.
I think a feature of the bride is we die daily and we gather often, because that instinct will always try and
split. Remember what the Lord Shema? Remember that when I...
Yeah, Malachi.
Malachi.
Last chapter.
Haggai, Zechariah, Malachi. Then the faith... This is it. Then they that feared the Lord spoke often one to another, and the Lord hearkened and heard, and the book of remembrance was written before him for them that feared the Lord and that thought upon his name. They shall be mine, saith the Lord, and that day when I make up my jewels, I will spare them as a man spareth his own son that serveth him. Then shall you return and discern between the righteousness and the wicked one, between him that serveth God and him that serveth him not. You can still serve, you can serve God, and you think you're doing it, but you're really serving yourself. The mind cannot be renewed. It can't be fixed. It's evil above all things. It's the snake who was condemned to be led by his appetites and to eat dust all the days of his life. And that's what man does. You desire diamonds, riches, something or other, but all of it is dust. The universe was made from dust. Then they that feared the Lord spake often one to another, and the Lord hearkened and heard, and a book of remembrance was written before him for them that feared the Lord and that thought upon his name. Lord of hosts, on that day when I make up my jewels, I will spare them, as a man spareth his own son that serveth him. Then shall you return and discern between the righteousness of God and the wicked one, you, between him that serveth God him that serveth himself, not of God. Consider these things and then die. You're already dead. That's what we don't understand. I mean, we don't. The evil one is the one that raised himself from the dead. He's masquerading as us. All right, take a big guy.